How many times have you tried to log on to a website only to realise you've forgotten your password? You know, that complicated one with the capital letters, numbers, symbols that make no sense. As online security gets more and more important, so our passwords get more complex and harder to remember. But imagine if logging in was as simple as remembering a familiar face rather than a string of letters or numbers. Rob Jenkins, an expert in facial recognition from the University of York, thinks that our ability to spot people we know, whether they're pulling a funny face in the pub or posing for a formal photo, could form the basis of a new type of login. Kat spoke to him to find out more about the experiments he's been doing.
What we wanted to get rid of is the element of having to remember a secret. So one of the things I like about this proposal is you don't have to remember anything. You simply have to discriminate familiar faces from unfamiliar faces. So that's all you ever have to do is, given a bunch of faces on the screen, which one of these is someone you know?
How did you actually go about testing whether this works and whether people can actually remember, you know, who's who and use that as a passcode?
Well, we did a couple of things. First, we asked people who volunteered in the experiment, we asked them to think up a bunch of faces that are familiar to them, but are not widely known. It's quite a specific question, but people have no trouble doing this. So they have very good insight into, well, I like this music band that no one else really likes, but I love them, so I know exactly what the bass player looks like and what the sax player looks like and the rest of it. So there are these kind of pockets of specialist knowledge that for some people are very deep, but they're not deep in the general population. And this is great because it means that they can pick out familiar faces that are familiar to them and not to others, which is exactly what we want for this authentication system. So once the user has nominated a set of target faces for them, so these are ones that they will register with the system, we could simply compare the legitimate user's ability to authenticate and log in to the system with the ability of, say, their spouse to try and enter the same account.
So what would this actually look like, say, if I was coming to a website that was protected in this way? What would it look like to me and what would I have to do?
Well, in our experimental setup, you're presented with a series of 3x3 grids of face photographs. The first grid will come up. That's a 3x3 grid of faces. One of them will be a face that's familiar to you, and the other eight will not be familiar to you. So your task is simply to click on the one that's familiar to you. And then it moves on to the next grid, this time different images. In our experiment, we just had four grids like that, and you just tap on the familiar face in each grid, and if you get them all, then you're in. If you are not the user, then of course, when you see those nine faces in each grid, they're all strangers. So you have no basis on which to decide which one you should tap on.
What kind of levels of security does this offer? Does it actually work?
We kind of thought that this familiarity effect would be strong. What surprised us a little bit was just how hard it is, even for close acquaintances, to guess which faces the user has registered. Even spouses and people who are really close to the user like that found it very hard to crack their own partner's account. That was kind of surprising to us and somewhat reassuring, just how little overlap there is between the faces that I know and the faces that you know or my friends know. And it's not hard to find regions outside of the overlap.
One of my biggest problems is that for websites that I don't use very often, every time I come to them, I'm like, oh no, what was the password for this one? I can't remember. And also, I do have a bit of a problem remembering names and faces. Is this going to be the sort of problem that's going to dog me if I would use this kind of system online?
With faces, you probably don't have much trouble recognising your friends and family, even if you haven't seen them for a while. And what we found is that it's similar even when applied to this system. So we actually asked users in the experiment to come back a year after they first used the system, and they hadn't used it at all in that intervening year. So we were kind of interested to see, is this going to be like a password where they just have no clue what they're doing anymore? And actually, they thought that would be the case. So we got some of the users' comments afterwards, and they said, well, I had no idea anymore who I had nominated as my faces for this system, so I thought I wasn't going to be able to get in. But I could, and that's what the data showed, is that once they're presented with the screens, because the task is just, well, which is the face you know, it's actually really easy for them, even a year later.
Rob Jenkins at the University of York.